la vista, baby.
Now tuned in to the Pop Drone Show. Quick little number there to start things off. Brand new one by the Unnatural Helpers, based out of Seattle, Washington. And a host of members gone through that over the years, including currently Dean Whitmore, one of the head honchos at Sub Pop Records there. And they've also had members of Kinski, among many others here. Got a big show here lined up for you. This is a lot of great stuff here for you. Sorry, just catching up here. Kitchen's Floor, brand new stuff by Big Troubles, Hype Williams, a whole whack of new stuff from the Not Not Fun label. Brand new one from Bitchin' Bajas, more stuff from Important Records, and some local stuff, and a nice little set of tapes. But we'll be back in about 30 seconds here with some new music.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
The Honor Roll Sushi Bar. Get maki rolls, rice bowls, and bento boxes made fresh all day. Don't forget to ask about our party platters. Located in the basement of the Sub, the Honor Roll Sushi Bar is open Monday through Friday. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Yeah.
Of media art, electronic music, and digital culture. Four nights of music on the cutting edge of hip-hop, dubstep, techno, house, and disco. 8 days of inspired media artistry. New Forms Festival 10, September 10th to the 18th. Celebrate sound, light, dance, and experience with the scene's hottest artists. Love and Electric, Love Dancing, Babe Rainbow, the UK's Blue Daisy, Nasty Nasty, from the US, Beat Nation, and Omar S. The Best, plus more. New Forms Festival 10, September 10th to the 18th, a festival for you. Music and Media Arts Exhibition at W2 Storium, 151 West Cordova Street. Info and schedule at newformsfestival.com.
Blah, 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 blah. Back with Pop Drones here, CITR 101.9. The last track there was a group known as Hype Williams. I think a reference to the infamous, I guess he did most of his videos in the 1990s and maybe early 2000s. I think he's moved into movies, but yes, that Hype Williams. Two different people, though, UK-based group. Sort of no one knows too much about them. They've recorded under several different names, including the Paradise Sisters, among many others, and they don't really release too much information on either on their other MySpace or on their record sleeves. There's no names, nothing is titled. There seems to be a lot of sample sources there, definitely not cleared. Some interesting stuff. I would, if you want to check out more, you can go to Hype Williams on their MySpace page. You'll probably have to scroll through a bunch of stuff from the music video director before you get to them. And before that was New Jersey's Big Troubles with Desire for a Certain Thing to Happen, brand new self-titled EP or LP released on the Old English Spelling Bee label. Big Troubles operating in the same circle as other New Jerseyites, most notably Real Estate, Fluffy Lumbers, and a few others there. And then from Brisbane, Australia, before that, Kitchen's Floor with Dead Shits, LP release by Bedroom Suck called Loneliness is a Dirty Mattress. Actually, a vinyl reissue done this year, taken from a CD done last year from Rest in Peace Society. And Unnatural Helpers with Useful Things starting everything off today. Right now, we're going to get into a bunch of new stuff from the Not Not Fun label based down in LA. Anyone who is familiar with this show at all knows that I pretty much play any and everything on the Not Not Fun label. This is the newest one, Outer Limits Recordings by Sam Merengue, a mysterious figure who's recorded under a lot of different names. Most recognizable one, probably Matrix Metals, who released a tape last year on the Not Not Fun label and had the almost immediately the LP released by the Old English Spelling Bee due to massive popularity. So this is Outer Limits Recordings with Bergheim.
makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into a noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
Back with the Pop Drones Show, CITR 101.9. Last track there, a brand new one by Topaz Rags, California-based psych band. Brand new 7-inch there, released on the Not Fun label. That track you heard was called Crown Center. For that was Holy Strays with a brand new cassette called Hyperion. That song you heard was called The Waves. And then Outer Limits Recordings with Bergheim from their new Foxy Baby LP. All three of those are released on the Not Fun label. We got one more here for you from the label. This is Swanix, I believe a Washington State based artist who also runs the very low profile Caligula Recordings label, and also drums in the possibly lower profile Sudden Oak band. But I guess he's been doing some solo stuff, and he's got a new cassette. Dawn Runner is the name of the tape, and also the name of the song. Here it is.
Thank you. cosmology brings us face to face with the deepest mysteries, with questions that were once treated only in religion and myth.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your Friends of CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Raw Canvas, Scratch Records, Spank Clothing, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Record, and Woo Vintage Clothing, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Back with the Pop Drones show here. Last track there was a new cassette sent my way by Guilty Ghosts, also known as Tristan O'Donnell, based in New York City. Series of cassettes and CDs to be released on his words, his own words, plus Dreams label. Some pretty fantastic stuff there. You can check out more at www.guiltyghosts.com with links to his MySpace and the record label there. Before that, we heard the Bitchin' Bajas with Zone 3, taken from a new LP released on the Important Records label called Tones Zones. For those that don't know, Bitchin' Bajas is Cooper Crane, who also plays in Chicago's Cave, who we've definitely played here quite a bit in the past. And we've also played that split 7-inch with Moon Duo, which came out earlier this year on Agitated Records. And for that, we heard Swan Ox with Dawn Runner from the cassette of the same name. Right now, we got a local tape here to play. This is one of the members of Flash Palace, a group that's sort of slowly but surely taking off after about 2 years of plugging away in the city. Got a little bit of hype on the old Pitchfork. So see if that gives him a little bit of a bump. Anyways, this guy here, 80 Sun, new tape on their own tape label, Mayan Chorus. This track here, though it is just an excerpt, is called Gnome.
Thank you. Thank you. Rock and roll!
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun, though, isn't it?
Back with Pop Drones, a show pretty much getting ready to wrap things up here. The last track there was Pale Blue Sky, brand new split 12-inch with Cloaked Light. That track was called Someday, Sometime. Pale Blue Sky, also known as Mike Pollard, who has released a slew of material over the last few years under the Treetops moniker and has recently changed his name over. He also runs the Arbor Infinity record label. Some pretty fantastic stuff, especially in the early years. One of the first labels to put out cassettes, CDRs, and vinyl by groups like Emeralds, One Trick Point Never, Mark McGuire, and a lot of these groups that are taking off in a big way now. So a little ahead of his time there. For that also was Josh Burke, brand new LP released on Aguirre Records called Prana. The song there was Omni Bay. Josh Burke also has recorded under a slew of names, most famously Sky Limousine, but most recently he has switched over to his Christian name, as it were. Before that, 80 Sun, the self-titled cassette, local guy who also plays in a Flash Palace. That was an excerpt from a sidelong track called Gnome. Right now, we're going to end things off here with a brand new one by the mysterious figure known as L.A. and E-L-E-H, not like Los Angeles. Was released over the last about 3 years, a series of deep drone records, most of them being issued by the Massachusetts-based Important Records, all in editions of about 300 to 500, and most of them selling out within a week of being released. Pretty mysterious guy. No one knows who it is or who is a part of it, but pretty popular cult stuff, especially within circles of people who enjoy drone music, especially in its, I guess you could call it, purest form. Anyways, this is the newest one here. It's a one-sided LP, of course, released on the Important Records label. The song is called Repose. We will talk to you next week, Wednesday, 10 a.m.